We now present the Bible for Today of the Air, heard each week at the same time and over the same station, sponsored by the Bible for Today Incorporated and the Dean Bergen Society with International Studios at 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. This is Dr. D.A. Waite, Director of the Bible for Today, speaking. Welcome to weekly broadcast number 673. 673 weeks of weekly broadcasting, standing together with the Dean Bergen Society in defense of traditional Bible texts, including the traditional Masoretic Hebrew Old Testament text, the traditional Greek New Testament text, and the traditional English text, the King James Bible. We're building Bible confidence. Confidence in the King James Bible, because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. The order phone number is 1-800-JOHN-10-9, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. For other things, please call us on a question and answer phone at 856-854-4452. Or email us, bft@biblefortoday.org. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like you to get our book called Defending the King James Bible, now in its seventh printing, 350 pages, hardback edition. Why not ask your bookstore to get Defending the King James Bible, or call us direct. We'll tell you how to get it at 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Then don't forget to order your Defined King James Bible. Uncommon words are defined accurately in the footnotes. Deluxe genuine leather. Choice of 12-point large print for tired eyes or 10-point medium print. Over 30,000 all over the world have their copies. Why not order your copy today? Simply call us, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. And then for those requesting it, we'll send you with our compliments this 36-page book called Holes in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. Simply write us. It's by your speaker. 1-800-JOHN-10-9. You may call us or write us, Bible for Today, Collingswood, New Jersey. It's a predictive analysis of the Gospel of John, chapters 1 through 4. That's BFD number 2966. They had this out early last year, or this year, I guess 1999, they began, at least with the Gospel of John. They have other books out. But the boast of this Holman Study Bible, Broadman Holman Study Bible, put out by the Southern Baptist Broadman Press, along with Holman, they claim that it's the most precise Bible translation ever produced. They tried to produce, they say, as precise a translation of the Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek scriptures as possible with the use of newly published lexicons, grammars, and computer programs. Well, let's see whether they've done their job properly. Last broadcast, last week, we stopped at the fifth item on John chapter 2. We're taking John 1, 2, 3, and 4. And on chapter 2, we see some of the differences, some of the inexactitude that they have in this particular chapter. And chapter 3, we're going to take up in chapter 4 in time. But in chapter 2, we have this thing in John chapter 2, verse 11. And the King James Bible and the Textus Receptus accurately say, "This beginning of miracles did Jesus at Cana." That's exactly what is in the Scripture. That's exactly what the Textus Receptus says. Well, what does the Holman Christian Study Version say? They say, "This first sign." This first sign. What about the failure in precise Bible translation in John chapter 2, verse 11? Which the words, for instance, beginning of miracles, the Holman Study Bible has changed. The Standard Bible has changed the words beginning of miracles, which are in the Greek text, to first sign. First sign. In so doing, they omitted the word of and changed also the plural miracles to the singular sign. Now, signs and sign are not the same. Miracles and miracle are not the same. And so they changed the number. They made it plural instead of singular. Or rather, they made it, instead of plural, they made it singular. They made it sign singular instead of miracles plural. Well, that's not precise translation as they promised to give us in the Broadman Holman Study Version. Well, let's take a look at another example. Example number 6 in John chapter 2. John chapter 2 has a total of 11 examples that we want to give you. It's a short chapter, one of the shorter chapters in the Gospel of John. Well, take a look at John chapter 2, verse 12. If you have your Bible with you, just take a look at it. The King James Bible accurately says, and the text of Receptus also, "After this, he," that is the Lord Jesus, "went to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brethren and his disciples, and they continued there not many days." What does the Holman Christian Standard Version say? Only a few days. Only a few days. Well, what about the failure in the Holman's Christian Standard Version in precise Bible translation? Well, in the first place, the Holman Christian Standard Version changed the words "not many days," which are found in the Greek text, exactly the translation of what's there, to "only a few days," which is interpretation. It's not precise Bible translation at all. Not many days, they said only a few days. Well, it didn't say only a few days. It says not many. Not many. It's different. It's a negative, and they made a positive, only a few days. That's not translation. That's not accuracy. It is interpretation. Well, let's take a look at a seventh example in the Gospel of John chapter 2. We're talking about the holes in the Holman Standard, Christian Standard Version, the standard version of Holman and Brodmann, which is going to be used, I'm sure, in the entire Southern Baptist Convention. We've had letters and calls on the telephone with people in the Southern Baptist Convention wondering what we think about this Holman Christian Standard Version. They don't say Brodmann Holman, but it is Brodmann and Holman both. All right, let's take a look at another example in John chapter 2 and verse 14. And the King James Bible and the text of Receptus that underlies it, the Greek text, very clearly says, "And found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money sitting." Well, what does the Christian Standard, Holman Christian Standard Version say? First of all, into the temple, they make a temple complex. No, it's just simply temple. That's what the Greek word is, that's what the Greek says, and that's what it is. And they say temple complex. And then they say, "And he also found the money changers." He also found the money changers. Here's what they've done. The Holman Christian Standard Version fails in its precise Bible translation, because it added the word complex. There's no Greek backing of this whatever. It's simply the temple. They have the temple complex. The same is done in John 1:15. Now they also added the words, "he also found." He also found money changers. It just simply says in the Textus Receptus and the King James Bible accurately, they found it. It says, "And those that sold money," and it says, "and found in the temple those that sold oxen and sheep and doves and the changers of money." And they add, "and he also found," which is not in any Greek text whatsoever. Not in the false heretical Greek text used by the Brodmann Holman Company in this Holman Christian Study Version, or Standard Version rather. It's not in the Textus Receptus. It's nowhere to be found. They simply added it. Now, since when can this be called an accurate, precise translation of the words of God? It's a shame that people are so deluded that they'll believe any advertising whatsoever concerning this fraud and this absolute falsehood to state that this is a precise English translation. You remember, it's their boast. It's not my boast at all. It's not my analysis. Their boast is that they want to have as precise a translation as possible. That's what they say. That's what they've written. That's what they write in their book. "We want to produce," I'm quoting now, quote, "as precise a translation of the Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek scriptures as possible with the use of newly published lexicons, grammars, and computer programs." Well, pray tell, what lexicon did they come up with to add the word "he also found"? Please tell me, what new grammar did they discover that would allow you to add those words, "He also found," which are in no Greek text whatsoever. And please tell me, what computer program gave them the authority to add these words, "He also found"? This is a storytelling situation. This is man telling God's words what they should be, telling God what his words should be, actually. That's the work of God the Holy Spirit, and that's the work that he gave the Holy Spirit to do, and it's God's words, and the words of God are clear in the Textus Receptus that underlies our King James Bible, and they're very clear in the King James Bible, an excellent translation. And to have this farce of a translation, so-called, which is a paraphrase, to come out and say it's the most accurate, the most precise Bible translation ever produced. That's what they say. I'm quoting, unquote. The Holman Christian Study Version, I'm going to call it a version instead of a Bible. Standard Version, I should say, not Study Version, Standard Version, was, quote, the most precise Bible translation ever produced. The most precise. My friend, the King James Bible is the most precise. It's not this terrible Holman Christian Standard Version. And this version that says it's so accurate and precise has added in John chapter 2 and verse 14 the words, "He also," and "he also found." Three words, really, "and." I guess "and" is there, but "he also found" is not. Well, let's go to another example. Example number 8. Out of a total of 11 in John chapter 2, Dr. D.A. Waite, director of the Bible for Today and pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church here in Collingswood, New Jersey, just simply chatting with you, my listeners, and showing you some examples of the holes in the Holman Christian Standard Version. It's a predictive analysis of the Gospel of John chapters 1 through 4. It's yours for the asking, 40-page booklet by your speaker, on the holes in the Holman Christian Standard Version. All right, let's go to example 8 out of 11 in chapter 2. It's taken from John chapter 2 and verse 18. John 2:18, where the King James Bible accurately says, and the Textus Receptus is equally accurate, quote, "Then answered the Jews and said unto him, What sign showest thou unto us, seeing that thou doest these things?" End of quote. But what did the Holman Christian Study or Standard Version do to that one in its alleged most precise Bible translation ever produced? Well, in the first place, they left out the two words "and said," which are clearly in the Greek text. They simply say, the Jews replied to him. No, my friend. "Then answered the Jews and said unto him." They just eliminate "and said." That's not translation. That's interpretation. That is paraphrase. That is dynamic equivalency, adding to the words of God, subtracting from the words of God, or changing the words of God in some other way and fashion. And then they say, "What sign?" The text recept says, "What sign showest thou?" And the Holman Christian Standard Version says, "Sign of authority." Sign of authority? It simply says "sign." What about the failure of the Holman Christian Standard Version in precise Bible translation? Well, as I said before, they added the words "of authority" to the word "sign." The simple word "sign," there's not a single Greek text that gives you "of authority" anywhere to be found, and yet they add it. And then they omit the two words "and said." So they add this word, two words "of authority," and they omit two words "and said." So can you trust the standard, the Holman Christian Standard Version? Can you trust this production of Broadman Press and the Southern Baptist Convention, teaming up with the Holman Company? Can you trust them in this Holman Christian Standard Version to be, as they have claimed it to be, quote, the most precise Bible translation ever produced? I cannot see how it's precise if in the same verse, John 2:14, they add two words and they subtract two words in the same verse. Let's go on to, that was example, excuse me, John 2, verse 18. John 2, verse 18. Let's go to example number 9, John 2, 19. Chapter 2 of John and verse 19. The text of Receptus in the King James Bible accurately state, quote, Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. What about the precise, so-called precise rendering of the Holman Christian Study Version, or Standard Version? Instead of Jesus answered and said unto them, they simply say, answered. Where are the words, and said unto them? They've omitted them. They don't have and said unto them. Though all of these words are in the Greek text. Well, what sort of liberty is this? What sort of paraphrase is this? What sort of dynamic equivalency is this? What right does the Brodmann Press and the Holman Press have to change the words of God and just simply scratch them out? Well, that's what they did in the Old Testament book of Jeremiah. When the king, Jehoiakim, took a penknife and sliced up through Jehudi or whoever was the messenger, sliced up the words of God, the pages of Jeremiah's prophecy, and threw them into the hearth and burned them up. What right do these scoundrels, I'll call them scoundrels, anybody that tampers with the words of the Lord Jesus Christ is a scoundrel. There's no better word for that. The Lord Jesus said, whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he cometh with his holy angels. My friend, these words are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe every word in the New Testament, not only the words he says in his mouth, but every word of the New Testament is a direct revelation from the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son, to the Holy Spirit, and through the Holy Spirit to the human writers. It says, I have many things yet to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak of himself or from himself as to the authority or the source, but whatsoever he heareth and shall hear, that shall he speak. He'll take of mine and reveal it unto you. The Holy Spirit is not the source of the New Testament or the Old Testament. It's the Lord Jesus Christ who's the source. God the Holy Spirit is the instrument, the instrumentality of deity to convey the words of God to the human writers, and the human writers pen those words down. This, the Lord Jesus has as his words, and to tamper with his words, to add to his words, to change his words, the Lord Jesus will be ashamed of these people. And that's why I call them scoundrels. To touch the holy things of God. I would not want to be in their place if they're saved and have to appear before the judgment seat of Christ. I would not want to be in their place when the Lord Jesus judges them for these sins of tampering with his words. And if they're lost, I wouldn't want to be in their place, certainly at the great white throne judgment of the sinners and the lost, hell-bound, deserving sinners all over the world. For the judgment will be more severe in hell fire for tampering with these words of God than if they had not done so. The terrible, terrible calamity of tampering with God's words. No, they've taken out, answered and said unto them. Five words in John 2:19. Since when is this fulfillment of their boast to have, quote, the most precise Bible translation ever produced? If that's precision, I'd hate to have them work on my automobile, wouldn't you? We need precision. Precision tooling, precision automobile production, precision. And all the spark plugs and everything that goes into the motor and the valves and all the pistons, they must be precise. I think this is pretty sloppy as far as I'm concerned. This is sloppy translation. This is not even translation. They just simply make up their own rules. They don't need any of these grammars. They say in their boast, in their introduction, we are going to produce as precise a translation of the Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek scriptures as possible with the use of newly produced lexicons and published lexicons and grammars and computer programs. They're sloppy. They have not used the grammars that they have. Why do they need new ones? They haven't even used the new ones. There is no new grammar of translation of the Greek language from Greek into English which says you have a right to drop out five words of the Greek text and simply not translate them. There's not a single rule of translation that tells you that. And if they can produce one sound translation rule saying that if you want to, you can cross out five words of the verse, don't translate them, answered and said unto them. You say, well, these are small little words. These don't make any difference. These are all right. Listen, if God the Holy Spirit and the Lord Jesus through the Holy Spirit put those words into the Greek language and wants them translated into English and Spanish and French and German and Swahili and Russian and Chinese and Japanese and all the other languages of the world and Korean, if he wants us to do that and translate them faithfully, he wants them translated. And there's not a living soul on this earth that has any right, title, or authority to drop out and not to translate any of God's words. Put them in. Precise Bible translation, my foot, as they say, in John 2:19. Let's go to item number 10. Example number 10 out of 11 from John chapter 2. Look at John chapter 2, verse 22 with me, would you? We're talking about the holes in the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version, a predictive analysis of the Gospel of John, 1-4. Yours for the asking? Write us or call us at 1-800-JOHN-10-9. By your speaker, we'll send you this 40-page booklet that you can follow along if you wish. Well, I'd like to take a look at number 10 example out of 11, John 2:22. John chapter 2, verse 22, where the Lord Jesus is speaking. This is what the King James Bible and the text Receptus both say, quote, when therefore he was risen from the dead, this is not the Lord Jesus, but the Gospel of John, John the author is writing this, when he was risen from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this unto them, and they believed the scripture and the word which Jesus had said. End of quote. What is the so-called precise Bible translation of the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Bible? What does it say, Standard Version? Instead of say, said this unto them, they simply say, said this. Again, they omit two words that are clearly in the Greek text. They just simply say, it didn't say, and said, or said this, but said this unto them. Well, he remembered that he had said this unto them. The disciples remember that he, the Lord Jesus Christ, had said it unto them. It wasn't just he said it, but to whom did he say it? The object of the saying is gone. The listeners, the ones to whom he was speaking, are eliminated in this taking out of two small Greek words in John 2:22. You cannot take out two Greek words and fail to translate these two words and say that you have before you a precise English translation. Let's go on to another example. Example number 11 out of 11. John chapter 2, verse 23. Talking about the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version. If this is going to be a standard, I'd hate to think what the whole world is going to look like if they're using this trashy translation, and that's what it is, trashy translation, as their Bible. This is horrible. Let's take a look at the final example in chapter 2 of John, John chapter 2, verse 23. I read in my excellent King James Bible, which is in truth the most precise English translation and the world and the English language. I read this, and it goes along with the text for Septus. Quote, now when he was in Jerusalem, at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw the miracles which he did. It says, Jesus at Jerusalem at the Passover, in the feast day. What does the Broadman Holman Christian Standard Version say on that one? Well, they say, at the Passover festival. Well, wait a minute. It says very clearly, there's no festival. The failure in precise Bible translation, they changed the words at the Passover in the feast to the Passover festival. This is not precise Bible translation at all. There's no festival. It's in the feast day, but that's what's there in the Greek. It's the festival that they've added and changed, and it's not precise, accurate translation. Let's move on from chapter 2 to chapter 3 of John, chapter 3, verses 1 through 36, 36 verses in that chapter, and we'll take a look at it and see some examples there. And the examples in chapter 3 are more than in chapter 2 because it's a longer chapter. We have a total of 20 different examples of non-precise translation on the Holman Christian Standard or study standard version, rather. So let's take a look at these 20. First of all, chapter 3, verse 1 to 36. First example is John chapter 3, verse 2. If you take a look at John chapter 3, verse 2, you'll see this in the King James Bible, in the text for Septus, accurate translation. Quote, the same came to Jesus by night, and said unto him, Rabbi, this is Nicodemus, of course, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. End of quote. That's John 3, verse 2. What does the Holman Christian Standard Version do to that one? Well, they say instead of the same, that is, that's the Greek word, they say this man. They don't say the same, which is referring to the one preceding, that verse preceding it, chapter 3, verse 1. They change it to this man. There's no man there. They take away same and they put in man. They take out a word and add a word. They change a term. Is that precise translation of the Bible? Remember, they claim that the Broadman-Holman Christian Standard Version is, quote, the most precise Bible translation ever produced. And I'm here to tell you, as the director of the Bible for Today and as the president of the Dean Burgon Society, that this Holman Christian Standard Version is not precise in any stretch of the imagination. I'm going to stop right here. Time's up for now. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in John 10:9. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Write us, Bible for Today, Collingswood, New Jersey, or call us on the order phone, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Ask your bookstore for Defending the King James Bible and the Defined King James Bible, or call us direct, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Dr. D.A. Waite, signing off and reminding you, you can have confidence in the King James Bible because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. So long until the next broadcast. Don't miss it. We'd like to hear from you. Why not give us a call right now? Toll free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Or email bft@bibleforToday.org. My friends, we want you to listen in again next week, same time, same station, whether you're in this country listening to a radio program and radio station here, whether you're on the internet listening to the radio broadcast there, or on the shortwave stations that we have. We want you to listen next time. This Broadman-Holman Christian Standard Version, which is put out by the Southern Baptist Convention, the Broadman Press, has many, many holes in it. It pretends to be precise, and it's not. See you next week, same time, same station. We now present the Bible for Today of the Air, heard each week at the same time and over the same station, sponsored by the Bible for Today Incorporated and the Dean Burgon Society, with international studios at 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. This is Dr. D.A. Waite, director of the Bible for Today, speaking. Welcome to weekly broadcast number 674. 674 weeks of weekly broadcasting, standing together with the Dean Burgon Society in defense of traditional Bible texts, including the traditional Masoretic Hebrew Old Testament text, the traditional Received Greek New Testament text, and the traditional English text, the King James Bible. We're building Bible confidence. Confidence in the King James Bible, because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. The order phone number is 1-800-JOHN-10-9. 1-800-JOHN-10-9. For other things, please call us on a questions and answer phone at 856-854-4452. Or email bft@biblefortoday.org. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like you to get our book we call Defending the King James Bible, now in its seventh printing, 350 pages, hardback edition. Might I ask your bookstore to get Defending the King James Bible, or call us direct, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Then don't forget to get your Defined King James Bible. Uncommon words are defined accurately in the footnotes. It's deluxe genuine leather, a 12-point large print for tired eyes, or 10-point medium print. Over 30,000 all over the world have their copies. Why not order yours today? Simply call us, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. And then for those requesting it, we'll send you with our compliments this 40-page book by your speaker called Holes in the Holman Christian Standard Bible, a predictive analysis of the Gospel of John chapters 1 through 4. It's yours for the asking. Call us at 1-800-JOHN-10-9, and we will see that you have it. These past few weeks, as you listeners have known, we have been looking at the Holman Christian Standard Version. It's put out by the Brodmann Holman Presses. The Brodmann Press, as you know, is the press of the Southern Baptist Convention. And this Bible, I call it a version, I don't call it a Bible, this Holman Christian Standard Version boasts the following. It says, this is the most precise Bible translation ever produced. I got this Gospel of John in 1999. They've had other books that have been put out and published. They're going to complete the New Testament, I think, in this year, the year 2000, and then maybe next year, 2001, the Old Testament. But I want the listeners, every one of you who are listening to me, to see that this is a mess. This is an absolute translational travesty. It's a mess of translation. And to say, as they do in their blurb, their advertising production with Madison Avenue Approach, in order to sell this piece of trash, and I call it a piece of trash because it does violence to the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's a travesty of truth. And to say, as they boast, that it's the most precise Bible translation ever produced is absolutely false and fallacious. They say, we want to produce as precise a translation of the Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek scriptures as possible, with the use of newly published lexicons, grammars, and computer programs. But what, end of quote, but what do they use the computer programs for, and the grammars for, and the newly published lexicons for? They use it in order to tear down the words of the Lord Jesus Christ and the words of God. They add words that are not in any Greek text in the world. And they subtract words. And they change words with no possible justification from any grammar, any lexicon, or any computer program. Let's go on. We're in chapter 3 now, John chapter 3. I just took these four chapters as a sample. I call it a predictive analysis. On the very first broadcast, I showed that if the same number of errors and non-precision were possible in the first four chapters of John, then I projected how many errors there would be in the entire Gospel of John, and then predicted in the entire New Testament, based upon number of words that are in these particular situations. And so I found this projection as far as the footnotes are concerned, and also the footnotes regarding to words that have been added or clarified or implied. I projected these footnotes throughout the New Testament, and I found 742 footnotes referring to a more literal word or meaning. Well, if they have 742 footnotes, if you project it into the entire New Testament, that talk about a more literal word or a literal meaning, that means they haven't used a literal meaning in the translation that they have. They admit this. And then I project 407 footnotes referring to a different Greek manuscript. In other words, they don't even have the same manuscript as our King James Bible. They have the Westcott and Hort text, pure and simple. Nassau Island or United Bible Society text, whichever it is, but it's Westcott and Hort. And then I find projected 199 footnotes referring to words that have been added for clarity or implied. Added for clarity or implied, admitting they add to the words of God. And then I project 1,348 footnotes in all, if you add up all the footnotes of different kinds, denying precise Bible translation. And the classes of errors that we found, the changes in words, the omission of words, the additions of words, and the gender-neutral words, and the New Age words, and the false interpretations. I found 138 of these errors in only the first four chapters of John. Well, let's go on to the analysis. Dr. D.A. Waite speaking to you, and looking at the holes in the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version. Let's go to John chapter 3, verse 2. You know this story. Talk about Nicodemus coming to the Lord Jesus. And the King James Bible accurately and precisely translates the Textus Receptus as follows. Quote, "The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him." End of quote. Well, what does the new Holman Brodmann Christian Standard Version do with John 3, verse 2? Well, instead of "the same," which is what the Greek has, they change it to "this man." This man. There's no man in here. They've added the word "man," not in any Greek text. And then came, instead of saying "the same," came to Jesus by night, they just simply say, came to him. They take the Lord Jesus Christ right out of John 3, verse 2. And so far as this Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version is concerned, the Lord Jesus is not even there in verse 2 for Nicodemus the Pharisee to come to him to be saved and to be born again. Just simply come to him by night. And then when Nicodemus says, "For no man can do these miracles that thou doest," they take the word "man" out of there, and they simply say, "no one." Well, they remove the "man." Now, replace it with "no one." It's true that man is not there as such. It's oudes. It is masculine. It could be translated either "no man" or "no one." But the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version, by using "no one," has made it gender neutral. And so here's a gender neutral situation, which the whole Southern Baptist Convention frowned upon when the New International Version said it was going to come out with a gender neutral translation and addition of the NIV, such as they have done in England. And there was a hue and cry of the Southern Baptist world. How horrible to change it into neuter gender or gender neutral type of translation. And here you have in the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version that's coming out, and the Southern Baptist churches will use it, a gender neutral "no one," not a man. Even though "oudes" could be "no one," but it also could be "no person," "no man," "no individual." And all right, take a look at the second out of 20 different illustrations here in John chapter 3 of non-precise translation. Number 2 out of 20, take a look at John chapter 3, verse 3. where the King James Bible and the text of the Septuagint in very precise manner and precise translation says this, quote, Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Unquote. That's the text of the Septuagint. That's the King James Bible, precise translation. Well, what do they do in the Brodmann-Holman version? They say this. Jesus answered, all right, but he just simply, Jesus answered, I assure you. Now, there are several things that are done here. They eliminate the words, and said unto him, four words clearly in the Greek text. They've omitted in the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version, taking away four words that the Lord Jesus Christ put in there as the revelator, as the one that gave the words to the Holy Spirit, who then imparted the words to the human writers. They've done despite to the words of Christ. And then they've taken out also two words, verily, verily. It's gone. Just changing it to say and to assure. Now, say and assure are not in there. They simply say, I assure you. And Jesus answered, I assure you. And this is not verily, verily. Where things are repeated, I mean, verily, verily, truly, truly, is a synonym. But to take out both these words and simply say, I assure you, is mistranslation. It's not precise translation at all, as they boast that they have in the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version. Let's go on to another verse in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, for illustration purposes. We're talking about holes in the Holman Christian Standard Version. John 3 and verse 4. Look at verse 4, where the King James Bible accurately translates the text of Septuagint as follows. Quote, Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And what does the Christian Standard Version say? Instead of how can a man, they say, can anyone be born? Instead of a man, can anyone be born? So here's the figure. They've changed man, which is clearly anthropos. Here it is in the Greek text. It's not simply oudes, or it's not simply the pronoun. It's the actual noun. And they change man to anyone. Again, an example of a gender-neutral rendering, not wanting to make a difference. But Nicodemus was a man. And how can a man be born when he is old? They keep the he, but they change it to anyone when he is old. And so this is not a precise rendering, as they have boasted that it is. Let's go on to example number 4 out of 20, John chapter 3 and verse 9. In John 3:9, the King James Bible accurately translates the text for Septuagint. Quote, Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? Well, what does the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version do with that one? What are the Southern Baptist pastors and preachers and teachers going to be reading in their Holman Brodmann Christian Standard Version when they come to John chapter 3 and verse 9? Well, they're not going to say, Nicodemus answered and said unto him. They're simply going to say, asked Nicodemus, blank. They have eliminated in their so-called precise Bible translation technique all four words, and said unto him. They just have asked Nicodemus, instead of answered and said unto him. Now you say, well, they do the same thing in John 1:25, John 1:48, John 2:18, John 2:19, and John 3, verse 3, they've done the same thing. They eliminate these four words, and said unto him. What grammatical rule do they have to eliminate this? They're just like the Reader's Digest Bible in this area. The Reader's Digest Bible condenses things and just gives you a part of what's in the New Testament. A terrible travesty on translation. And the Broadman Holman Christian Standard Version has done the same thing here. And in these other instances where they've removed the words "and said unto him." If you're translating a language into another language, you have to translate the words that are there. Am I right? What if you were to take a course in Greek, as we'll be teaching first year Greek in the Bible Baptist Institute in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, coming up the end of August of this year, beginning every Monday night. And what if I ask a student to translate John 3 and verse 9? And what if they eliminate those four words, "and said unto him," in their translation? What sort of a grade should I give that student that does not translate these four words? I would simply say that they were pretty ignorant of those words and ignorant of the Greek language and couldn't translate those words. And that's what I would say to those that class or those people or that individual who responded in that fashion. Well, if that be the case when you're taking a course in Greek language and your translation should be precise, and this Broadman Holman Christian Standard Version claims that it's the most precise Bible translation ever produced, why shouldn't they translate every word? Just like one of my students in the Greek text, in the Greek language. Any translation should take into account and translate the words that are there. They have a new definition, I guess, of the word precise. Well, they have a different definition than I do. That's certainly not precise to leave out four words that are in the New Testament text. All right, let's go over the fifth example out of 20 in John chapter 3. Let's take a look at John chapter 3 and verse 10. In John 3:10, the King James Bible, in precise translation of the Textus Receptus Greek text, says this, quote, "Jesus answered," here it is again, "and said unto him," "and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things?" What do they have in the Broadman Holman Christian Standard Version that claims to be the most precise Bible translation in the world ever produced? They say, "Jesus replied." That's it. You say, well, where are those words? "And said unto him." When you make a reply, you also can say unto the person you're replying to. And that's the technique that was used in our Greek New Testament. And yet those four words again go untranslated, completely eliminated. And if you have only the Broadman Holman Christian Standard Version in your hands, you will not even know that those words existed. The travesty of imprecise, non-precise translation we lay at the feet of this Broadman Holman Christian Standard Version. And as we said before, they did the same thing, eliminating "and said unto him" in John 1:25, 1:48, John 2:18, 2:19, John 3:3, and John 3:9. Here we have it again in John 3:10. The same elimination of those words, "and said unto him." 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 places already in just the first three chapters of the Gospel of John. And the first 10 verses of chapter 3. That's all we have. An example, they have not given us precise Bible translation. Well, let's take another example. Here's John chapter 3 and verse 12. A sixth example out of 20. In John 3:12, the King James Bible gives an actual, literal, precise translation of the Greek Textus Receptus on which it's based. They say this, quote, "If I have told you earthly things and ye believe not, how shall ye believe if I tell you of heavenly things?" Well, what does the Broadman Holman Christian Standard Version do to that one? Well, instead of saying earthly things, they change it to things
that happen on earth. They have added the clause, those two words, that happen. Well, what's the matter with earthly things? Why does it have to be things that happen on earth? There's no that happen there. There's no need for that happen there. But they put it in there, regardless, in a non-precise translation, which is really a paraphrase and a perversion. It's not precise at all, though they boast that it is. Let's go on with the sixth example out of 20. Let's take a look at John chapter 3 and verse 13. John 3:13, the King James Bible, in the most precise translation ever produced in English, says this, translating accurately the Textus Receptus on which it is based. Quote, "And no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven." Here you have a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, perfect God as well as perfect man, God the Son as well as the Son of God, saying that the Son of Man, which is in heaven. That shows the attribute of deity of omnipresence. Though he was on earth at the time, yet as God the Son, he was also in heaven. And the Westcott and Hort false Greek apostate text that is followed by this Brodmann Holman Christian Standard Version has removed that entire clause, which is in heaven. And that's exactly what this Brodmann Holman Version has done as well. They've omitted which is in heaven. Thus they deny the Lord Jesus Christ was omnipresent, even when on earth, as perfect God and perfect man. And this clause, as we said before, is right there clearly in our received Greek text, our Textus Receptus traditional text, but it's doubted in the Westcott and Hort text. And because of this, the New International Version, the New American Standard Version, other modern versions, the false Westcott and Hort text, eliminate this clause, which is in heaven. And here we have the heresy, the absolute heresy and apostasy of the Southern Baptist press, a Brodmann Holman Christian Standard Version, following along with the denial, because they use the Westcott and Hort false Greek text, the denial of the omnipresence of the Lord Jesus Christ, who can be on earth and also in heaven. Sad indeed it is when you follow a text which is false, and that's exactly what these publishers and predictors and people have done. Let's take a look at example number 8 out of 20 in the Gospel of John chapter 3. Example number 8. Take a look at John 3 and verse 15. In John 3:15, the King James Bible precisely and accurately translates, and the Textus Receptus is given the same portion and the same words, quote, "That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life," end of quote. Well, that's what the King James Bible accurately translates, and that's what the Textus Receptus traditional received text has. What does the Brodmann Holman Christian Standard Version do with this one? They say, "Believe in him will have eternal life." They simply say, "He who believes in him has eternal life." What about "should not perish"? What about that reference to hell? If you don't believe in him, should not perish. Well, that's not there in the Brodmann Holman Christian Standard Version. They've omitted this clause, "should not perish." Thus, they question the reality of hell and eternal punishment in John 3:15. John 3:15 is clear in the Textus Receptus, but the Westcott and Hort text, the false text of Egypt, the Gnostic heretical text of Egypt, eliminates this eternal punishment in John 3:15. It's omitted. It's in the Textus Receptus, And because it's omitted in the false Westcottenhor text, it's also omitted in the NIV, the New American Standard, other modern versions that are based upon the Westcottenhor text, and such as the Revised Standard Version, New Revised Standard Version, and now the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version. No different in the false text than the other versions that are on the market today. Leave it to the King James Bible to be accurate. Leave it to the King James Bible not only to be accurate in its translation and precise in its translation, but leave the King James Bible to be accurate in the Greek text which it follows. The Greek text which it follows is the traditional text that is passed down from the apostolic ages right down to the present. And that traditional text, that received text, that textus receptus, as we call it, has been inviolate and has a chain of evidence and a chain of historical links from the apostolic ages right down in unbroken succession to the present day. And that is not to be said for the Westcottenhor false Greek text. That was a text, a heretical text, yes, prominent in the 200 to 400 A.D., but it was then trashed by the church. It was thrown into the garbage pit by the church from 500 A.D. to 1881, only to be picked up by Westcottenhor and to be used as a standard throughout the world. And it has less than 1% of the manuscripts that follow this false Westcottenhor Greek text. This false Greek text changes our text receptus, our received text on which our King James Bible is based, in 5,604 places by my actual count in the Greek and the New Testament. If you want to count them yourself, order our book, the newly published book by the Dean Bergon Society called Scrivener's Annotated Greek New Testament. Scrivener's Annotated Greek New Testament. It's number 1670, BFT number 1670. Order it, and you can count the bold black places yourself where Dr. Frederick Scrivener, and shortly after the 1881 English Revised Version came out, puts in bold face type the changes that Westcottenhor and the English Revised Version made in the Textus Receptus. And you can count these 5,604 places, and one of them is here in John 3:15, where they eliminate the place called hell, should not perish. As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, it says in the preceding verse, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Well, time's up for now. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ? In John 10:9, he said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. Write us, Bible for Today, Collingswood, New Jersey, or call us on the order phone, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Ask your bookstore for Defending the King James Bible and the Defiant King James Bible, or call us direct, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Dr. D.A. Waite, signing off and reminding you, you can have confidence in the King James Bible because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. So long until next broadcast. Don't miss it. We'd like to hear from you. Why not give us a call right now? Toll free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9, or email bft@bibleforToday.org. My friends, we're dealing with these holes in the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version. We want you to get it. Write us or call us. We'll send it to you, 40 pages in all. This John 3:15, eliminating the word should not perish, takes away hell, takes away judgment. It's serious because they're following the wrong Greek New Testament text. So long till next time. Hope to see you then on the broadcast. We now present the Bible for Today of the Air, heard each week at the same time and over the same station, sponsored by the Bible for Today Incorporated and the Dean Bergon Society, with international studios at 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. This is Dr. D.A. Waite, director of the Bible for Today, speaking. Welcome to weekly broadcast number 675. 675 weeks of weekly broadcasting, standing together with the Dean Bergon Society in defense of traditional Bible texts, including the traditional Masoretic Hebrew Old Testament text, the traditional received Greek New Testament text and the traditional English text, the King James Bible. We're building Bible confidence. Confidence in the King James Bible. The King James Bible is the Bible for today. The order phone number is 1-800-JOHN-10-9. 1-800-JOHN-10-9. For other things, please call us on our question and answer phone at 856-854-4452. Or email bft@biblefortoday.org. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like you to get our book, Defending the King James Bible, now in its seventh printing, 850 pages, hardback edition. Why not ask your bookstore to get Defending the King James Bible, or call it direct, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. And then, have you ordered your defined King James Bible yet? You ought to order it. Uncommon words are defined accurately in the footnotes. It's deluxe genuine leather. Not bonded leather, genuine leather. Choice of 12-point large print for tired eyes or 10-point medium print. Over 30,000 all over the world have their copies. Why not order yours today? Simply call us at 1-800-JOHN-10-9. And then for those requesting it, we'll send you free and postpaid this 40-page book that we've been talking about on the broadcast, Holes in the Holman Christian Standard Version. It's a predictive analysis. We analyze the Gospel of John, the first four chapters, to see how ineffective this Bubman Holman Christian Standard Version really is. They have a lot of boast about how accurate it is. In fact, they say that the most precise Bible translation ever produced. That's what they say. They say they've tried to produce as precise a translation of Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek scriptures as possible, with the use of newly published lexicons, grammars, and computer programs. Well, I don't know what they consider to be precise, but we've seen anything but precision in their translations. We take these first four chapters of the Gospel of John. We're in the chapter 3, number 9, example number 9 out of 20 examples that are far from precise. And we give you some examples of what we're talking about. For instance, in John 3:16, a verse where the King James Bible and the text of Receptus are very clear and very accurate. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now that's the King James Bible. That's the text Receptus. What does the Brodmann Holman Christian Standard Version say in that one? Instead of "gave his only begotten Son," they simply say "gave his only Son." Begotten is gone. But friend, that's a big argument, of course, in the world of translations and paraphrases and perversions. But that word monogenes, if it were simply mono, it would be only Son. But this is monogenes, genao, to be begotten, to be born, to be sired, and so on. This is the word only begotten. And the word begotten is gone, it's missing. It's a failure in precise Bible translation. As many other modern versions and perversions, they eliminate the word begotten. They do not want to refer to the Lord Jesus Christ as the only begotten of the Father. Yet that is what the word means. That's the way it ought to be translated if it's precise. A tenth example out of 20 in John chapter 3. They do the same identical thing in John 3:18. John 3:18, at least they're consistent in being non-precise. John 3:18 says accurately in the King James Bible and the Textus Receptus, quote, "He that believeth on him," that is on the Lord Jesus Christ, "is not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God." And they simply say only Son of God. Begotten again is gone. It's still monogenes, the same as it was in John 3:16. And this is not only, monos is only, or mono, but this is monogenes. And genes is from ganao, which means to beget, to sire, to be a father of. Begotten is there in the Greek text, and they have changed it, and they are not precise, we believe, in that meaning. Well, let's take a look at example number 11 out of 20 in this Brodmann Holman Christian Standard Version. This is the version that is going to be finished, I guess, in the year of 2000. For the New Testament, and maybe 2001 in the Old Testament as well. This, no doubt, will be the version that will be used in all or most of the Southern Baptist churches all over the world, because it's put out by Broadman, connected with Holman. They call it the Holman Christian Standard Version, but it's the Broadman Holman. Broadman is behind it. They're the Southern Baptist Publication Organization, as you may know, and that's why they call it Holes in the Holman Christian Standard Version. Well, let's take a look at an 11th example out of 20. Look at John 3, verse 19, where the King James Bible accurately translates the text of Receptus Greek text and says this, quote, "And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." Well, the word men is the thing in question. The Broadman Holman Christian Standard Version says, "Then and people loved darkness rather than light." Now, the Greek word is anthropos, properly translated men, as in most other places in the King James Bible. And they have got it, the word people loved darkness instead of men. And they have made people, which of course is a gender-neutral word. People can be men, people can be women, people can be both men and women. And so they've taken away the anthropos, which is anthropology, which is man and men, and they've made it simply people as a gesture for the gender-neutral people. They don't want to keep in men as much as possible. If they can smash men and just make it neutral so there can be men or women, they seem to like to do that. And of course, this is not, I don't believe, accurate and precise translation, but I believe that it is a gender-neutral leaning, and this, of course, is what the Southern Baptists found at fault with the New International Version. When they tried to get a gender-neutral version here in this country that they have already produced and have over in England, the Southern Baptist groups were the ones that protested it and forced the NIV to postpone the gender-neutral New Testament. And now here they have some gender-neutral twists themselves that perhaps even the higher-ups in the Southern Baptist Convention are not aware of, but we're certainly aware of these things, and if we find them in some places here in the first four chapters of John, certainly they're going to be in the rest of the Gospel of John, and in Matthew, Mark, and Luke as well, and all the rest of the New Testament and Old Testament books. Well, let's take a look at number 12. Example number 12 out of 20 in John chapter 3. Let's take a look at John chapter 3, verse 20, where the King James Bible accurately translates from the text of Receptus and says this, quote, "For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved." End of quote. Well, what does the Broadman Holman Christian Standard Version have to say on this verse, John 3, verse 20? They say everyone has, or everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, they say hates the light. Instead of neither cometh to the light, they say and avoids it. And avoids it. No, my friends. The Greek text is very clear. The King James Bible is very accurate. It says neither cometh to the light. Now, neither is translated and. That's a possibility. I don't like it, but it's a possibility. But then cometh to the light, they say, avoids it. They take away light. Light is there. The Broadman Holman Christian Standard Version changes neither cometh to, making it and avoids. And then they completely eliminate the word light, changing it merely to the pronoun it. This is not precise translation at all. How do they take away cometh to the light, neither cometh to the light, and simply say and avoids it? Avoiding is one thing, not coming to something is another one. Not coming to it. This is an imprecise translation, and all of the lexicons that are new and all of the grammars that are new and all of the programs on the internet and programs on the computer that are new will not change the fact that they have taken away and changed and altered neither cometh to the light and making it and avoids it. No light, no coming, simply avoiding. Well, if this is precise translation, I don't know what precise means. It means accurate. It means faithful. It means literal. It means word by word. That's precise. You don't translate neither cometh to the light with and avoids it. It just does not translate. That would fail in a Greek New Testament text translation Greek class. It would fail in translation in that Greek class. It certainly would. All right, number 13. Illustration number 13, example 13 out of 20, in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, from the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version. Let's take a look at John 3:21. Where it says in the King James Bible, accurately translated in the text of Receptus, quote, "But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest that they are wrought in God." But he that doeth truth. Here's one, what the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version has on that one in John 3:21. And they say simply, anyone who lives by the truth, not he that doeth. They have changed the word doeth or does, he that doeth, into anyone who lives by. Anyone who lives by. Instead of he that doeth. My friend, lives by is different than doeth. It's a different verb, do and live. Again, it's simply not he that doeth, which is the masculine. They do a second thing. They have a gender-neutral arrangement and make it anyone who lives by instead of he that doeth. So they change the he to anyone, making it gender-neutral. Could be a man, a woman, boy or girl, whatever. And then they change the word doeth or does, he who does, in the English of today, to anyone who lives by. My friend, you can live by something but not do it. Doing and living are different verbs, but they've taken away and made the he into anyone gender neutral, and they've changed the verb doeth to lives by. And of course, to me, this is not precise English translation of our Bible. Well, let's take a look at example number 14 out of 20 in the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Let's take a look at John 3:25. John chapter 3 and verse 25, where our King James Bible accurately says, and the text Receptus, quote, "Then there arose a question between some of the of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying." What does the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version say on that one? Instead of the Jews, they change it to a Jew. Now, this is a failure in precise Bible translation. The plural word Jews is clearly in the Greek text. They change it to the word singular, the Jew. And thus, following the false reading of the Westcott and Hort Greek text, and the NIV and the New American Standard Version and other modern versions follow this erroneous reading as well, this is a textual error, a textual change. And changing it from the plural, the Jews, from that to simply a Jew, is a textual reading that is not right. We believe that the Textus Receptus is the Greek text we should be following. And apparently the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version follows that text of Westcott and Hort, the B and Aleph, Vatican and Sinai false readings, as the Nestle-Aland text follows, and United Bible Society text, and so on. And so there's a textual error, a textual variation here, as well as the plural and singular, and it certainly is not precise rendering of our text Receptus, so there's a problem in John 3:25. Well, let's take a look at example number 15 out of 20 in the Gospel of John, chapter 3, and that's John 3:26. John 3:26, where the King James Bible accurately translates the text of Receptus as follows, quote, "And they came unto John and said unto him," now this is a translation of the King James Bible accurately giving, "they came unto John and saith unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all men come to him." That's the King James Bible. Well, I'm looking now particularly at this phrase, Rabbi, he that was, and then with thee, and so on. Instead of saying Rabbi, he that was, they say, instead of he that was, they say, the one who was, the one. Changing he, that, to the one. Now, the failure in precise translation here is a change of he to the one. Now, the Greek relative pronoun, hos, is masculine. Even in the Westcott and Hort Greek text, it's masculine. Now, even the New American Standard Version uses he. The NIV uses the man. It's a masculine. It makes it a masculine word in line with the Greek text. But the Brodmann-Holman Christian Version, bent on making a gender-neutral word, and also a New Age rendering, paraphrases it as the one. And it's the capital O, I'm the one. So this could be male or female. The Greek text says the one, or says, excuse me, he, or the man. It's a masculine, there's no question about it. And yet they change it to the one. Could be male or female. And not only that, but in the New Age theology, one of the deities, the name for deity, is called the one. The one, O-N-E, the one. And this, of course, then has got a twofold error in precise translation. First of all, it changes he to the one, which means that it's gender neutral and changing in precise translation. But not only gender neutral, but it's the definition, the very name of the deity of the New Age and some of the New Age theology. Terribly awful in its rendering, certainly imprecise in its translating. A travesty on translation, as we said before. So that's John 3:26. Well, let's take a look at example number 16 out of 20 in John chapter 3, where we see John 3:27. John 3:27, where the King James Bible accurately says, and translating the text Receptus Greek text, quote, "John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except to be given him from heaven." Two things about this in the failure of the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version in precise translation. First of all, they have omitted the words "and said." The King James translated accurately, "John answered and said." They eliminate this word "and said" as if it doesn't even occur in the Greek language, when it does. "And said" should be there. The second thing about the false translation, the imprecise translation, is that not only the "and said" is gone, despite the fact that those words are in the Westcott and Hort text as well as the text Receptus, even the New American Standard Version includes these words, though the NIV omits them. But in addition to that, instead of saying a man can receive nothing, they change a man again to one. Instead of saying a man can receive nothing, they say no one. No one. Again, the man is anthropos. It's the Greek word for man. It's right there in the text. It's proper to translate it into man. And they change it again to two things. A gender-neutral situation where it says one, no one. And also a New Age terminology of the one, certainly. No one can receive. And so even though it's not a capital O on the one like the preceding verse was, John 3:26, yet it's a possibility that it may be New Age and gender. Certainly it's a gender neutral word, changing the man to the one, no one. So we have on our hands a gender-neutral rendering in many, many instances in this Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version. And certainly this is what the Southern Baptist Convention protested against, as we said before, in the NIV. And this is what they're getting into in so many of these examples that we've given. This is Dr. D.A. Waite, and we're talking here about holes in the Holman Christian Standard Version. This is available, this analysis. If you're interested in it, simply call us at Bible for Today. You could write us if you want to, Bible for Today, Collingswood, New Jersey, or get us on the email, bft@bibleforttoday.org, or check us on the webpage, www.bibleforttoday.org, and we'd be glad to send this to you at free and postpaid, 40 pages, on the analysis of the holes in the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version. We're talking about the Gospel of John, chapters 1 through 4. We've taken an analysis just of these first four chapters, and we've seen it's a predictive analysis. We see what they do in four chapters, and we project it throughout the entire Gospel of John, and then, of course, throughout the entire New Testament, and perhaps even the Old Testament. They're going to be getting that through in the year next year, 2001, and, of course, in this year, 2000, they're going to be completing the New Testament of this particular book. Let's take a look at example number 17. Example number 17 out of 20 in the Gospel of John, chapter 3. Look at John 3:31. In John 3:31, we have the King James rendering, King James Bible, of the text Receptus as follows. Quote, it's very accurate. It's the most precise translation in the English language ever produced, our King James Bible. It says this, quote, he that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthy, and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from heaven is above all. End of quote. King James Bible, accurately translating John 3:31. What does the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version say on John 3:31? Instead of he that cometh, they change it to the one. We said before, this is gender neutral. He is there. It's as clear as anything. It's the masculine, referring to the Lord Jesus Christ. And they change it as gender neutral. It could be a woman, the one. It could be the goddess Sophia that the horrible false cultists are worshiping. And some of these women's liberation people are worshiping. Sophia could be she, the one. Secondly, they capitalize the one, and of course this is a terminology, for the New Age deity, the one. So here you have New Age theology, calling God's name as the one, capital O on this, O-N-E, capital O-N-E, and changing from a masculine to a gender neutral, and also giving a title of the New Age movement, the one. Terrible indeed. And then, not only he that cometh, the one, but then he that is of the earth, against the again, the one, gender neutral. And then when it says, speaketh of the earth, they say, in earthly terms. In earthly terms. No, of the earth is exact translation of the Greek words that are there, of the earth. They say, in earthly terms. Adding the word terms, there's no terms in here, paraphrasing in that way. And then the last part of John 3:31, the King James accurately translates, he that cometh from above, they say the one again instead of he. Changing a gender neutral and also making this the one as a New Age deity title. The one. They have the Lord Jesus Christ as the New Age God, calling him the one, the one. New Agers will love this version because of so frequently, even in these first four chapters of the Gospel of John, they give the New Age deity, the false god, the idol called the one, they give that title to none other than the Lord Jesus Christ. and to the God of the Bible. This is rank heresy, and we've got to call it heresy. It's not faithful translation. It's not what they claim to have, as we've said before many times. The claim of the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version is that this is, quote, I'm quoting now what they say, the most precise Bible translation ever produced, end of quote. And if you believe that, you'll probably buy it. We have a lady from the Southern Baptist Convention Church that has called us about this. She's ordered some of these holes in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. And I say to her, I said, don't hold your breath, that they're going to change one iota of this particular type and style of paraphrase rather than translation. They're going to continue to do it. And they're like a big machine, a juggernaut, a big, huge tank rolling down the street and trying to have a little mouse stop that big tank. That mouse will be bowled over, be flattened out by the weight of that tank that's coming out. It will not stop the tank. And this one lady, as I told her, will not stop the juggernaut, the big tank, the Sherman tank, whatever the style and size of the tank. It will not stop the onslaught of the Southern Baptist Convention in this Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version. Let's go on to example number 18 out of 20 in the Gospel of John, chapter 3. John chapter 3, chapter 33 says this. King James Bible accurately renders it, He that hath received his testimony hath set to the seal that God is true. Hath set to his seal that God is true. Now that's the rendering accurately, John 3:33. Instead of he that received his testimony, they change it again to the one. Again, it has a double whammy, as we say, and a double error. They change, first of all, the word he, which is masculine, which is certainly to be rendered here. They change it to the one, which is gender neutral, could be a woman. And secondly, they give the deity, here the God, the one, which is the deity of the New Age deity. The New Age deity is the one. The one that receives it. And so they do two things that are in error. Well, we'll stop right here. Time's up for now. For now, at least, remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. In John 10:9, he said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pasture. Write us. Bible for Today, Collingswood, New Jersey. Or call us on the order phone, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Ask your bookstore to get Defending the King James Bible and the Defined King James Bible, or call us direct, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Dr. D.A. Waite, signing off and reminding you, you can have confidence in the King James Bible because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. So long until next broadcast. Don't miss it. We'd like to hear from you. Why not give us a call right now? Toll free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Or email bft@bibleforToday.org. We're going to continue on this next broadcast, Lord willing, Holes in the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version. It's not the most precise Bible translation ever produced at all. It is imprecise. It is paraphrase. It is perversion. It follows the wrong Greek text, and we are against it. Stay tuned. See you next week. Same time, same station. We now present the Bible for Today of the Air, heard each week at the same time and over the same station, sponsored by the Bible for Today Incorporated and the Dean Burgon Society, with international studios at 900 Park Avenue, Collingswood, New Jersey. This is Dr. D.A. Waite, director of the Bible for Today, speaking. Welcome to weekly broadcast number 676. 676 weeks of weekly broadcasting, standing together with the Dean Burgon Society in defense of traditional Bible texts, including the traditional Masoretic Hebrew Old Testament text, the traditional received Greek New Testament text, and the traditional English text, the King James Bible. We're building Bible confidence. Confidence in the King James Bible, because the King James Bible is the Bible for today.
The order phone number is 1-800-JOHN-10-9, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. For other things, please call us on a question at your phone at 856-854-4452 or email bft@biblefortoday.org. We'd like to hear from you. We'd like you to get our book we call Defending the King James Bible, now in its seventh printing, 350 pages, hardback edition. Why not ask your bookstore to get Defending the King James Bible or call us direct, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Then have you ordered your Defined King James Bible? Uncommon words are defined accurately in the footnotes. It's deluxe genuine leather, a choice of 12-point large print for tired eyes or 10-point medium print. Over 30,000 all over the world have their copies of the Defined King James Bible. Why not order yours today? Simply give us a call at 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Then for those requesting it, we'll send you free and postpaid without compliments the 40-page book by your speaker called Holes in the Holman Christian Standard Version. Holes. This Broadman Press has produced a Bible. They're producing a Bible in the year 2000. They finished the Gospel of John. They've gone on to other books as well. And this is a book, 40 pages, by your speaker, free and postpaid. Simply call us at 1-800-JOHN-10-9, and we'll send it out to you. Well, we've gotten to this point on page 24 of the book. We've gotten to the page number 19 out of 20. We're analyzing the Gospel of John, just the first four chapters. We call it a predictive analysis of the Gospel of John. This Holman Christian Standard Bible, I call it a Broadman Holman because Broadman Press, the Southern Baptist Press of the Southern Baptist Convention, teamed up with the Holman Company, and they've produced this particular Bible. And they advertise it in their advertisements as, quote, the most precise Bible translation ever produced, unquote. Don't believe it. It is not the most precise Bible translation ever produced. That honor goes to the King James Bible, which is indeed the most precise Bible translation ever produced. And so we've been looking at the first four chapters of the Gospel of John and predicting what would it be like if you take the whole Gospel of John in the same fashion and if it were the same consistency of errors and non-preciseness, and then take the entire New Testament, what that would be. And so we have summed this up in earlier pages of our book. And now we're talking about chapter 3, John chapter 3. There are 20 examples of non-preciseness and failure in precise Bible translation. And we're on number 19 out of 20. John 3 and verse 35. Here's what the King James Bible and the text receptus accurately say. Quote, the Father loveth the Son, and hath given all things into his hand, end of quote. Now that's a very clear translation. Hand, his hand. What does the Holman, Broadman Holman Christian Standard Version say on that regard? They say they fail in precise Bible translation by changing the singular word hand, which is certainly the word that's there, kari, into the plural, hands, contrary to a precise translation. Into his hand is what the Word of God says. It's what the text receptus Greek says. In fact, even the Westcott and Hort Greek apparently says hand singular. And yet they have changed it and altered it into hands. Well, how is this precise? If the Holy Spirit of God urged the writers to write down the singular hand, who are these so-called translators? I call them paraphrasers. Who are these perverters? I call them perverters. Changing it into the plural hands. You say, well, just what's the difference between singular and plural? Well, there's a lot of difference between singular and plural. For instance, in Galatians 3:16, where Paul makes a very specific point. He says, not unto seeds as of many, but as unto seed, which is Christ. Just the change of a singular and a plural is told by the Spirit of God and by Paul the Apostle to make a tremendous change and a tremendous difference. Unto thee and to thy seed will I give this land, and so on.
This is the prediction in the book of Genesis, and Paul picks it up. So they've changed the singular hand into hands. All right, let's go on to a 20th out of 20 examples of non-precise Bible translation from the Broadman Holman Christian Standard Version, and that's in John 3:36. Chapter 3 and verse 36. The King James Bible and the text Receptus accurately say this, quote, "He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him." Well, this certainly is an accurate translation of our King James Bible that it has in the text Receptus, and what does the Broadman Holman Christian Standard Version say in that regard? It does not say he that believeth, but it says the one. It doesn't say he that believeth not, but it says the one. And it does say the wrath of God abideth on him. They do say on him. They retain the masculine there, but they take away the masculine on he that believeth, say the one that believeth, the one, and thus rendering it in a gender-neutral paraphrase. The masculine participle, hapisteon, is there. It's a masculine participle, and it certainly can be translated, he that believeth, and he that believeth not. They've changed it so that it can become gender neutral. It could be the woman. It could be anyone, rather than simply the man. So they're accommodating the women's liberationists and the gender neutral people that want to have a neuter and not a masculine or feminine as the Bible has given it to us. Well, so much for John chapter 3. We've taken chapter 1, 2, and 3. Now let's take a look at John chapter 4. There are 54 verses in that chapter altogether, and we found 25 examples of the Broadman Holman Christian Standard Version failing in precise Bible translation. So here's what we find in John chapter 4. Look at verse 1. John 4 and verse 1, the King James Bible, very accurately translates our Textus Receptus Greek text as follows, quote, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John," end of quote. That's the accurate rendition of our Textus Receptus from our King James Bible. What does the Broadman Holman Christian Standard Version say? They didn't say the Lord knew, but changing the Greek text, they say Jesus knew. Changing the Lord to Jesus. This is the Westcott North false reading. And then, when it says that they've heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples, instead of Jesus, they say they heard that he was making and so on. And so they changed Lord to Jesus. They've changed Jesus to the pronoun he. Now, this is in line with the Westcott and Hort false Greek text, and even in the Greek text of Westcott and Hort, they changed the noun Jesus to he, and Jesus is there even in Westcott and Hort in the last part of John 4 verse 1. And so, following the false text of Westcott and Hort, they changed the Lord in John 4:1 to Jesus, and in the last part of that verse, they heard that Jesus made. They changed it. They learned that then that he was making, and so they changed the Jesus, which is the Lord Jesus' name, into simply a pronoun he, even though their own text, Westcott and North text, has he. And so, can this be really, my friends, precise Bible translation? Can the boast that the Broadman Southern Baptist Press and the Holman Press, and can the boast that these two presses have made be true when they say this Broadman Holman Christian Standard Version is, quote, the most precise translation ever produced? Not on your life, my friend. You cannot trust it. It is erroneous. It is dynamic equivalency. It adds to the words of God, subtracts from the words of God, and changes the words of God in some other way. This is not faithful, accurate, precise translation as we find it in our King James Bible. Let's go to another example in John chapter 4. John chapter 4, out of a total of 25. John 4 and verse 6. A second example out of 45. John 4, verse 6. The King James Bible accurately translates what is in the Greek text as follows. Quote, "Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour." End of quote. Well, that last phrase, "the sixth hour," what does the Brodmann Holman Christian Standard Version say in its non-precise Bible translation? Not the sixth hour, but six in the evening. Six in the evening. They've changed sixth hour, which would be 12 noon, to six in the evening, which would be the 12th hour, according to Jewish reckoning of the time. Their day began at 6 a.m., their daylight day. And the sixth hour would be 12 noon. And when they say the sixth hour instead of six in the evening, absolutely false and false interpretation. And furthermore, it's false translation. It's a travesty on translation. It's against precise translation. Sixth hour is in their text of Westcott and Hort, the false Greek text. It's in our text, the text of Receptus, true Greek text. But never is it six in the evening. That is interpretation and a false interpretation. And if this be the case, if this is how they interpret time, they would even have the crucifixion on the wrong time of day, where it says they took him out from the ninth hour, 9 o'clock, which would be the third hour, to the sixth hour, which would be 9 to 12 noon, and then something from 12 noon to 3, which the scripture says would be the sixth hour to the ninth hour, 12 to 3, there was darkness over the face of the earth. They would have it at some time in the evening. False interpretation completely if they use this use of interpreting time in the Jewish reckoning. As I say, their day began at 6 o'clock in the morning, and their actual night, the real 24-hour day, began 6 p.m. the evening before, the night before, 6 p.m. until 6 a.m. is the night part of the day, and then 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. is the day part of the day. Well, let's go on to a third example out of 25. Example number 3 out of 25, John chapter 4, look at verse 9. If you have your Bible there, look at it. It says this, quote, in the King James Bible and the text Receptus, accurately translated, quote, "Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." End of quote. What does the Brodmann Holman Christian Standard Version say instead of "saith the woman of Samaria unto him"? All they have is "she asked." Then "she asked." Now, can you get that? Just simply "she asked." That's the Holman Christian Standard failure in precise Bible translation. They've omitted both prepositional phrases, "the woman of Samaria" and "unto him." They simply change these entire phrases into one pronoun, "she." Simply "she." And the "unto him," "saith unto him," they simply say "asked." They take that away. Now this is despite the fact that it is very clearly in both the text Receptus Greek text and the Westcott and Hort Greek text. They're in both texts, and yet they take away the entire phrase "woman of Samaria" and then "unto him." They simply say "she asked." This is not precise translation. You say, well, doesn't that get the point across, my friend? How can you say "she" is a valid, precise translation of "the woman of Samaria"? The woman of Samaria. That's the specifics, and that's what ought to be there. That's what God the Holy Spirit caused the writers to write down. That's what the Lord Jesus Christ gave the Spirit of God in order to write down. As the Revelator, the Lord Jesus being the revelation of God, as the Word, the Logos, he gave this to the writer, John, through the Holy Spirit. And these words, if they're in the English language precisely translated, should be precisely translated as our King James Bible has done. You'll never find a more precise translation of the English Bible in the English language than the King James Bible. There's no getting around it. And this Brodmann Holman Christian Standard Version is a farce, absolute laughing stock, a mockery of precise translation, regardless of how they boast about it being the most precise translation ever made, ever produced. Absolutely false. All right, let's go on to a fourth example out of 25 in this Gospel of John chapter 4. And this is in verse 10, John 4 and verse 10. The King James Bible accurately says, and translating the text of Receptus Greek text, quote, Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. End of quote. And so the Lord Jesus says that Jesus answered and said unto her. Now what does the Brodmann Christian Standard Version say on and said unto her? They eliminate this. They simply say, Jesus answered. But the Bible says, the Greek text says, all Greek texts, including the Westcott and Horn, as well as text Receptus, and said unto her. Four more words that they leave out, thinking that they know better than anybody else, and certainly than the Lord Jesus Christ who gave us these words, and certainly than the Holy Spirit of God, and the inspired words of God. You see, they do not, in essence, believe in the inspiration of the words of God. If they do not, if they believe in the inspiration, the breathing out of God's words, why are they not translating these breathed out, inspired words that God has given to us in the Greek text? They have failed to translate it. Therefore, they're acting as though God did not inspire and breathe out His words in that Greek text and in the Hebrew text. They're acting as though He just gave us the general notion, but not the words. It almost denies verbal inspiration of the Scriptures by translating it in a dynamic fashion or a loose fashion or a nonverbal fashion, as they have done. All right, let's go on to example number 5 out of 25, John chapter 4. Verse 11. This is Dr. D.A. Waite, director of the Bible for Today and president of the Dean Burgon Society, simply going over this, what we call holes in the Holman Christian Standard Version. A predictive analysis of the Gospel of John, chapter 1 to 4. It's yours for the asking. Simply write us or call us at 1-800-JOHN-109. We'll send you this 40-page book by your speaker giving some of these points. Maybe you have some friends that are in the Brodmann Press aura or chain of events in the Southern Baptist Convention, and they're going to be receiving, before too long, the entire New Testament. Possibly they'll wait till the year 2001 or so, till they finish the Old Testament as well. But they'll be getting this Brodmann Holman Christian Standard Version pretty soon in their churches. Perhaps they would like to get this booklet, analyzing at least the first four chapters of the Gospel of John, which has been produced. All right, let's take a look at example 5 out of 25 in John chapter 4. Look at verse 11, John 4, 11. The Lord Jesus says this, and this is an accurate translation by the King James Bible and the text Receptus. Quote, The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? End of quote. Well, what does the Brodmann Holman Christian Standard Version say on John 4:11? Well, they have said the woman but they leave out unto him. They do not have it. The scripture says the woman saith unto him. They simply say, said the woman, blank. And then when the King James Bible and the text Receptus Greek text and even the Westcott and Hort text says, thou hast nothing to draw with, instead of nothing to draw with, which is exactly what is said in the Greek text, they change it to a bucket. Thou dost not have a bucket, instead of nothing to draw with. Now that's what God has given to us in his word. Those are the words of God, nothing to draw with. The Westcott and Hort text says that's those are the words of God. That false Greek text agrees with the text Receptus true text, nothing to draw with. And still, in the face of all the texts that are there in the Greek language, being very clear, very precise, they render it, this Brodmann Holman Christian Standard Version of the Southern Baptist Convention, renders it in a non-precise way. And certainly it cannot be said, I repeat and repeat and repeat, it cannot be said, as they have boasted, that their Holman, Brodmann Christian Standard Version is, quote, the most precise Bible translation ever produced. They say that we want to produce, quote, as precise a translation of the Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek scriptures as possible with the use of newly published lexicons, grammars, and computer programs, end of quote. Well, they have not done this in this verse or in other verses that we've pointed out. And this is a serious situation in our judgment. All right, so much for this verse, verse 10, nothing to draw with, and verse 11, a bucket. These are words that are dropped out, nothing to draw with, simply changed, substituted with the word bucket. All right, let's go on to a sixth example out of 25. Example number 6 out of 25 in John chapter 4, and that would be John 4 and verse 13. John 4:13, the King James Bible accurately says, translating the text of Receptus very clearly, Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. End of quote. What did they say when Jesus answered and said unto her? They simply says, Jesus said. The Brodmann Holman Christian Standard Version is not precise. There's a failure in precise translation, though both Greek texts have the words and said unto her. Four words in the Greek, four words in the English. And the King James Bible preserves those words in the English language. And it's in all the Greek texts. In other places they follow the NIV, as in other places they follow the New International Version here in their omission of various words in the Greek text. This is serious indeed, to take away the words of God. Many people say that the King James Bible is inferior. They say it's not accurate. They say it doesn't do the job. My friend, it is accurate. It is accurate. Now you say, well, you don't understand the words. The King James Version, his words are somewhat antiquated. Sometimes the words are uncommon because it was in the year 1611 that it first saw the light of day. My friends, that's why we have produced the defined King James Bible. You don't have to worry about these words that are uncommon to you. These words are accurately translated right there in the footnotes. This is a Bible, the defined King James Bible, produced by the Bible for Today, Incorporated, right here in Collingswood, New Jersey. I'm the director of the Bible for Today, and we have produced this Bible. Not another Bible in the world like it. Over 30,000 people all over the world have their copies, and you can get your copy by simply asking how to get it by calling us at 1-800-JOHN-10-9. 1-800-JOHN-10-9. And you'll find the most accurate Bible translation in the English language anywhere to be found. It's not the Brodmann Holman Christian Standard Version at all. All right, let's continue. Example number seven out of 25 in the Gospel of John chapter 4. That's in John chapter 4 and verse 15. where the King James Bible accurately translates the Greek text. The text Receptus as follows, quote, "The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw." That's accurate, end of quote. What does the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version say in their failure in precise Bible translation? They add a word, and they say, to draw water. Well, water, just like the New International Version, which does not appear in any Greek text, they sort of follow the New International. They add the word water. Now, it's nothing to draw. There's nothing come that I come not hither to draw. They've added the water, and the water's not there. To draw is all that the Greek says, and they do not supply and necessarily supply an extra word. And the problem is, in both the New International Version that adds water and the Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version that adds water, neither of these versions put that word water in italic type. Now, that's what the King James Bible has done. Whenever they have added something that is not in the Greek text or Hebrew text, to make it clear in the English, they have put these words that have been added in italic type. And the italics show that they have added these words. So conscious were they that the words of God must be accurately translated, that they put the ones that were not there specifically in the Greek or Hebrew in italics. And they have not done this. They've added water, and there's no indication that that's anything other than what has been given to us in the Greek text from which they're translating. This is not precise Bible translation, my friend. I repeat again. Let's go to example number 8 out of 25. Example 8 out of 25, John 4 and verse 10, where the King James Bible accurately says, translating the text Receptus, "Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither." End of quote. Well, what does the Holman Christian Standard Bible, following the wrong false Greek text, instead of "Jesus said to her," they simply say, "He told her." He told her, changing "Jesus" to "He." And the Textus Receptus true text has "Jesus said to her." The Lord Jesus Christ was there, and He's the one that spoke, and they simply follow the false Greek text in that John 4:16 and make the Lord Jesus into a pronoun, simply "He." Well, time's up for now. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ in John 10:9. He said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture." Write us, Bible for Today, Collingswood, New Jersey, or call us on the order phone, 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Ask your bookstore to get Defending the King James Bible and the Defiant King James Bible, or call us direct. We'll tell you how to get them at 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Dr. D.A. Waite, signing off and reminding you, you can have confidence in the King James Bible because the King James Bible is the Bible for today. So long as the next broadcast, don't miss it. We'd like to hear from you. Why not give us a call right now, toll-free, 1-800-JOHN-10-9, or email bft@bibleforToday.org. My friends, we're going to continue this next week. We hope that you'll stay tuned. We believe that this Brodmann-Holman Christian Standard Version is a perversion of the words of God. It cannot be trusted. It will be foisted upon the whole Southern Baptist Convention whenever it's completed, and we are against it. We want you to stay tuned next week. We'll continue in the Gospel of John chapter 4. So stay tuned, same time, same station. See you next week.